Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Outspoken with White and Jordan.
Hard-edged, hard-nosed, hard to beat.
Where are you coming from in this one?
Your 100% essential download.
Jim White and Simon Jordan.
You let this get out of control.
Outspoken with White and Jordan.
From the world's biggest sports radio station, TalkSport.
Hi, this is Jim White. Thanks for downloading Outspoken, where we bring you the very best of our three-hour TalkSport show. Well, it was a day to forget for the Welsh, and Simon Jordan didn't hold back in his assessment. We also looked ahead to England's game against the USA and heard from two World Cup legends, Alessandro Del Piero and the one and only David Beckham.
Just gone 4 o'clock here in Doha, Qatar, and a lot is happening. Anguish for the Welsh. We'll get to that very shortly. Simon is with me, as I said. So too is Gabby, and so too is Alex Crook. They have traded many a barb off air, but now Simon and Gabby together on the one show. This World Cup, Simon, truly unites everyone, doesn't it?
Well, it's one of those moments, isn't it? It's like when the old land barons used to choose day workers for fruit picking, and our choice was a Qatari goat herder or Gabby, and he wanted to bring his livestock in the studio, so we got Gabby.
Gabby, I have it in good authority from our friends in the breakfast show that you will be, quote, giving it to Simon.
Listen, first of all, apart from his rascal gear, having a chance to watch a game with him today, he was quite insightful in how he was, you know, talking about Wales, how he was talking about Iran. So he does know his stuff. I thought he only knew his business side, but he actually does know his football, to be fair to him.
Talking about rascal gear, have you seen those DVT socks that he's got on for deep vein thrombosis socks? The jeans got on.
Spit it out. We're streaming live in YouTube and Facebook right here in Qatar. Simon's pointing at my veiny ankles in here. You can see them all back home if you're that interested. If you want to watch the show, you can. Head over to the official TalkSport channel on those platforms. We're coming to you live on YouTube and Facebook. Also joining us, the bringer of boredom at this World Cup. But one goal in three games for Alex Crook in the commentaries that he's had. When you hear commentator Alex Crook, expect a goal. What's going on, Mr. Crook? I'm being facetious. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. I tell you what, it's been a test of my capabilities, particularly the game between Uruguay and South Korea yesterday. And I've got Poland against Saudi Arabia tomorrow. Poland haven't scored a goal at the World Cup from open play for 20 years. Oh, Saudi Arabia have never scored a goal against European opposition at the World Cup. So, 0-0.
All right. We'll be watching for it. Simon, yet again, paddle tennis for you this morning.
Yep.
I noticed you're out there with Gary Neville.
Yes.
Now, interestingly, guys, now I want you two to know this. Simon had a very interesting conversation with one of the De Boer twins. Simon thought it was Frank De Boer, and he was talking to Frank, as he thought, about his four games in charge of that ill-fated time at Crystal Palace. And it turned out it was Ronald De Boer, who was heck of a nice to him and didn't mention that he got the wrong identical twin. I absolutely love that.
There you go. Hey, I'm glad that amused you.
Did he call you Steve Parrish?
No. Shut up. Rod Stewart's love child gone wrong.
That was magnificent, Crookie. Yeah. Well done with that. Also, in and around the paddle tennis area this morning, he got out of a car, unexpected. We were like, wow, here he is. David Beckham appeared on the scene. So I took the opportunity to follow Bex back to his car. I'm not sure what the Qatari chauffeur thought about it, but I thought now's as good a time as any, and David Beckham obliged. I said to him, good to see him. England against USA tonight. How is he feeling about England?
You know, I'm really excited. Obviously, the England team are in good shape. I think we had a great start to the tournament, and the lads are feeling good. They're looking good. Obviously, the atmosphere is great between them all, and the fans are feeling that. So fans are reacting to that, and that's, I think, the excitement will now be building towards this game tonight.
A man you know well, Alessandro Del Piero, told me last night, England have a great opportunity in this tournament. You agree?
Yeah, we have. You know, I think that it's a great opportunity for many of the players. You saw the other night, you know, we have a strong starting 11, but it's not about just the starting 11. We have a strong bench. When you see Jack and when you see Phil come off the bench, and you know, I think that those things are important in a tournament like this, and I'm excited about tonight.
You're a popular man in these parts.
Apparently so.
We saw it for ourselves, Simon, didn't we? He's a popular fella. Not the time to talk to Beckham about the venue, about Qatar, and maybe that will happen further down the line. Mm-hmm. But he gave us some time, and he spoke about England, and he feels optimistic.
Yeah, no reason not to. I mean, we've just beaten the Iranian 6-2. They've handed the Welsh their head. So with that in mind, you look at it and say there's every reason to be optimistic tonight. That England will qualify this evening against the US. And Beckham, being a former England captain, over here doing whatever he's doing, is irrelevant to the discussion that we were having. The discussion we were having was about the England team and their performance and their opportunities in the World Cup.
Yeah.
So he should be optimistic.
And he pinpointed there, Gabby, very briefly, two players who Southgate has used off the bench and who can be effective, Foden and Jack Grealish. You know, he says, you're strong.
Of course, and tonight against the USA, they won't start. So they will come on probably in the game, try and make an impact. But if you're Wales, you need a win against England, and you could be playing against Grealish, Foden and Rashford.
Oof.
All the best.
Welcome to the Coliseum of Confrontation. Outspoken with White and Jordan.
Now Allen, he's lost out to Taremi. He can break over the halfway line. Iran could get a second goal here. He's got support from Ansar Assad. He's played it square. Wales are wide open. It could be 2-0. It is.
It's a horrible result for the Welsh, a horrible moment for the Welsh. They lost 2-0. Simon's with me, so too is Gabby Abonlahor and Alex Crook. Gabby, give me your take on that. I mean, it's a shocker, isn't it?
Shocking from Wales, but a lot of credit to Iran. You know, Iran are a good team. Alex Crook told me before the World Cup kicked off, they're no mugs. Today they showed that they deserved to get the 3 points against Wales. And Wales didn't turn up. Kiefer Moore didn't turn up. But he likes to speak about how he wants to knock England out, but don't show it on the pitch. Gareth Bale was poor again today, didn't turn up. Him and Ramsey were both, didn't even get on the ball, didn't even try and take anyone on. So poor from Wales, and all the best trying to get a result against that England squad of players.
Do you think, Alex, the Welsh have blown it now?
Yeah, they're out. I mean, let's be honest, Gareth Southgate can make 11 changes and England's B team would beat Wales. They were so poor today. Lacking energy, lacking ideas, lacking invention, lacking heart, lacking desire. And in Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey, they had two fading great former players. They were carrying two passengers. You can't afford to do that in a World Cup.
I mean, Simon, this is going to sound cruel, straight off the back of a result like that. But have we our answer now to the busted flush question about Gareth Bale?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think he was particularly potent or influential besides the penalty in the game against the USA. And I think we saw what we needed to see in that game. And of course, you're always hoping, and certainly if you're Welsh, that there will be something from him. But what you saw today was a very, very poor Welsh performance. You know, the Iranians, a lot's been made about the Iranians were perhaps, with the backdrop of what's going on in their country and the fact they weren't seemingly engaged in the national anthem, and they've had apparently some very strong liveliness from their government about how they should behave and what they should be doing, and singing national anthem starts with them being committed to their playing for their country. And you might have seen a more energetic performance, but the Iranians were poor against England and they were made to look far more significant by Wales because Wales were so poor. Mm. And you can dress it up and you can sugarcoat it however you want, and we can turn it into, you know, Aaron Ramsey posing as Eminem with his new bleached hairstyle, and you can look at the reality of what Wales offered, and there was a seemingly no solution to Iran's challenges.
It,
advance.
Jimmy, it looked like Gareth Bale was saving himself. When I'm watching him, I'm thinking, we asked him, we saw him during the game, is he playing? You know, you didn't see him for like 10, 15 minutes touch the ball, and you're thinking, is he carrying something? Is he scared of getting injured?
But so Gabby, why though? Why? Wales are better than this. They're better than what they've shown here.
And what they showed in the second half against the USA, it was promising, wasn't it? But to watch them tonight, to go, they're out now, and to go out like this, it's shameful, really.
I mean, to come up so short on this massive stage over here is nothing short of a disaster for them, is it not, Alex?
Well, I'm not sure they are much better than this, to be honest. I got hammered when the draw was made. People in Wales weren't happy when I said that England should cruise through this group. I said this isn't the Wales team that got to the later stages of the European Championships. They've got their ageing stars. I'm not sure they are good. I mean, listen, they've got players from League One out on the pitch in this World Cup. So I'm not sure what we expected from
but
Wales,
should
to be honest.
But should they be losing to Iran? That's a bottom line question.
Well, Iran are a top 20 team, and I did say to Gabby, and actually gave me a bit of stick after the England game, that they aren't any pushover. They
yeah,
were
but Alex,
a pushover
they came off the
against
back
England.
Of a 6-2 thrashing by England.
There was always going to be a reaction to that. Always going to be a reaction.
But does that show how good England are?
I'm not sure what it also tells you about the USA, because ultimately the Welsh gave the USA a torrid time in the second half. And the US didn't have much to come back with. So if that, you know, we're looking at benchmarks in this, in the opening games and the second game, we're saying the US are coming into this game with an inherent belief they can beat us, which is great because it, you know, you don't want them coming in being defeated in their mentality. But I very much doubt that's going to be the case. You know, I'm not in the camp, never have been. I couldn't care less if Scotland qualify for a World Cup. I couldn't care less if Wales qualify for a World Cup.
That's nice of you.
I have no more investment in Wales winning a game than I have in Iran.
But at a time like this, to say something like that is poor, Simon.
Well, why is it poor? I mean, the bottom line is you could look at it and say objectively, I couldn't care less about it. Why would I care any more about Wales than I would about any other side
but
winning
the
group?
But why wouldn't you? I mean,
why would I?
Let's not dance in their graves this afternoon. Wales have found things tough over here.
In the same way that, you know, the Welsh sat there having a little sing-song when we got knocked out by Iceland.
Come
I think
on.
What goes around comes around,
that's
doesn't it?
That's nitpicking.
No, it's a matter of fact.
Still holding on to that.
And the quicker we can get rid of that virtue signalling nitwit Mark Drakeford back to Wales, the happier I'll be.
That's over the top. And you're bringing politics into the sporting arena.
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying I would rather he wasn't here.
But Jim, when you've got...
Wales need a miracle in the desert. Are they going to get it?
Not a chance.
Can they beat England?
But how can you have players before the World Cup like Kiefer Moore saying, I can't wait to knock England out. Sauber, Thomas, we don't fear England. Why can't we be the ones to knock them out? Players shouldn't talk like that before a tournament. You concentrate on playing, and now they've got the medicine.
Sure,
and England will give them a good beating next week, and they'll be out.
Do you expect England to give them a good beating?
Yeah, absolutely. I expect England to give the USA a good beating. I expect England to win every game, and I expect them to win every game comfortably. This Welsh side is not very good.
I mean, anyone listening at the moment who's not English thinks, yeah, I'm listening to a bit of English arrogance this afternoon. I've got to tell you, I mean, to be having a swipe at the Welsh at a time like this is unfair and inappropriate.
But why is it
they've
a swipe? It's a statement
given
of fact.
It everything, and they were down to 10 men.
I know, but we can get into this Celtish nonsense, right? Or we can get into the sentiment being trumped by fact.
Celtish.
Right? Or Celt, whatever. You Celts together in some shape or form. But the bottom line is that you get into a scenario where we're looking at it through a set of eyes that Wales came to this tournament to make an impression. They've made an impression. It's a bad one. See you at home.
You've got also, Jim, you've got Robbie Savage saying after the England game, it's only Iran. What are England so buzzing about? It's only Iran. How come Wales couldn't beat them?
Mm. Well, Simon said that as well.
Did you, Simon?
What?
That it's only Iran.
Yeah. I didn't say that it was a given that Wales should beat Iran, but it is only Iran. They're not a particularly formidable
top 20
side.
Look at the
basis of what? And who have they played recently to get a top 20 ranking? You know, you've got to look at the reality of what you're competing against. The Welsh, I think, in fairness, with all objectivity, I think the Welsh are slightly better than the performance they put on today. I don't know why they didn't change. I didn't, you know, you could see the game getting away from them. You could see that everything was in transition. I don't know why they didn't go from back to front quicker with Kiefer Moore and play off him and give themselves an opportunity to get high up the pitch. But they didn't.
Do you think having two passengers like Bale and Ramsey, maybe you should have dropped one of them, played the Dan James on the wing?
Well, passengers.
I mean, Dan James was bloody useless when he came on anyway, wasn't he?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The world's most dangerous download. Outspoken with White and Jordan. From the world's biggest sports radio station, Talk Sport.
We're getting used to the fact that Cristiano Ronaldo, wherever he goes in the world, writes the headlines, and he did it again last night because Portugal kicked off their campaign, beating Ghana by 3-2, with Ronaldo creating more history by becoming the first player to score at 5 different World Cups. What an incredible achievement it is. I wonder what this fellow thought of it. Former Portugal captain José Fonte joins us live on the show out here in Qatar. José, good afternoon. What did you make of Portugal? What did you make of Cristiano?
Good afternoon, everyone. Most important, the 3 points. That's what I'm going to say. I didn't think it was a great game. First half, very closed. Portugal didn't really respect the positional game to try and break down a very low block from Ghana. And then in the second half, the game opened up. It was a bit of a strange game, bizarre game. We made mistakes that we don't normally do. We didn't manage the game well, and we were in danger of, at least drawing the game. But in the end, we got the 3 points, and that's, for me, the most important in the opening game, yeah, which is always difficult.
For sure. José, the first player to score at 5 different World Cups, is Ronaldo the best we've ever seen?
For sure, he's one of the best ever. I mean, listen, everyone have their own opinion. I'm always a big fan. You know that, Jim. I've always been a big fan of Cristiano, and I will always be. And, he just keeps breaking record after record, and great credit to him and his professionalism and his ability.
How far do you think Portugal can go? Do you think they've got enough to get to the final, win it?
Gabby, very honest with you, I think we have the quality. We've got the quality, absolutely. I just think if we can tighten it up at the back, if we don't concede goals, we will always have goals in the team. We always have guys to create. We always have guys to finish them. So I believe we can go, into the last stages 100%. It's, it's the minimum we can do.
José, is there any danger of this Ronaldo situation becoming a bit of a sideshow for the Portugal team? Because we saw at the press conference the day before the game, Bruno Fernandes was asked half a dozen questions about his now former Manchester United teammate. The Portugal coach was visibly frustrated by that. A lot of attention, obviously, on Ronaldo last night. How did they manage that in the camp?
You see, the thing is, Portugal players that play with Ronaldo are used to these situations. We've always have to dealt with the majority of the questions being about him and, the phenomenon that he is around the world. Everywhere we travel, we get this. So the players are used to the lights, are used to the questions, to, talking about Cristiano. I think the most important thing now is that for Cristiano, the matter is closed. He knows he's not playing for Man United. He's going to try to find a club. Man United is going to move on. And I think that will calm everything down in the camp. But as I said, the players are used to deal with this situation. We know he's a phenomenon, and we know, that he's followed and he's loved by, and probably as well, there's people that don't like him. But it's part of football, it's part of the life, and we've always managed to deal with this.
José, what is the expectation in Portugal from your own media and from your own fans in this tournament?
The manager left it quite simple. He said, we are going to the World Cup to win it. He set out the target and the objective to do it. And that's the expectation that we have as a country. One, because we've won in the past. We know how to do it. We never won a World Cup, yes, but we won the Euros, we won the Nations League. The players that are in the squad, majority of them were in the both of them trophies, so they know how to get it done. The objective is simple, try to go to the final and win it.
The reason why I asked this is because one of the things that Ronaldo referred to in his interview with Piers Morgan was this dialogue that the Portuguese media seemed to be after him, and they seemed to be constantly criticising him. And I wondered if that translated into not only Ronaldo, but the Portuguese team and their expectations.
Listen, at the end of the day, Ronaldo is going to create controversy. We know that. You have people in the media that like you and love you. You have people in the media that hate him and don't like him. It's part of football. It's part of, you know, being one of the best ever to ever do it. He makes mistakes. People make mistakes. You have to take responsibility for that. But the expectation, and I think you have to look at as a whole. The squad has so much quality and value. I think we can do it. It's going to be tough. Obviously, there's other teams that have a lot of quality, but we have the capability of doing it. And I hope that, you know, as a team, we can get everything together to get there.
Jose, can I ask you something? I know you're well enough to ask it. If there are those in the Portuguese media who, if there are those in the Portuguese media who hate Ronaldo, why would they?
Listen, I'm not saying that there is in the Portuguese media people that hate him, but of course you have favorites, you have people that you like, you have people that you don't like. I don't know who. I think in my view, what he has done for Portugal and what he's achieved, and you know what he has done for us as a country, has been incredible. You know, has been unbelievable what he's been able to achieve in his career and what he's done for the country. So I think the Portuguese people, majority, love him, and we appreciate what he's done for us and for the country and what he's been doing. But you always have one or two that, you know, don't agree with you, and it's part of life, like I said, and you have to deal with them as well.
What's his next move, Jose? Because we know that this offer from Saudi Arabia is on the table. Does he take it, take the money? Does he go back to Sporting Lisbon, maybe? Or do you think he can still get one of those genuine Champions League superpowers?
It's a very good question. It's a very good question.
Thank you.
I think, you know, you've got to put yourself in his shoes. It's kind of hard to try and guess at what stage and what frame of mind he is. Knowing him, you know, that what I know from him is that he's a very competitive guy. He still is. You can still see that he wants to compete at the highest level. From what he's been saying in the media, he wants to keep going and he wants to keep playing at the highest level. I have my doubts that he will, you know, pack up and go to Saudi Arabia or a country or a league like this for the money. I think he will try. That's my own view. He will try and be at the highest level and play for a big club still.
Welcome to the Coliseum of Confrontation. Outspoken with White and Jordan.
From the world's biggest sports radio station, Talk Sport.
England could secure early qualification through to the knockout stages with a win over the USA tonight. Will they get that win? Earlier on, I caught up with Alessandro Del Piero, and I said to him, after their opening performance, did he believe that England have now, in his words, woken up?
They did wake up, and this is good because they have, as I told you, a great potential team, great players, and they have they're in a good moment from my point of view. Now it's important they don't fall asleep again. when I say that, it's because I believe they have a great opportunity. And because of talent that they have into the team, because of the organization and everything. So it's already a kind of weird World Cup. So let's go through the group stage and qualify as soon as possible. And then you can play much more things.
Who in particular do you like in England? I mean, obviously they talk about Harry Kane, but who else would you pinpoint as crucially important if they're going to go deep?
Everybody have to be important if you want to win big. If you want to do a good game or you know, spend, you know, other 3-4 games and go into the quarterfinal, maybe the semifinal, Okay, half the team have to be good, the other half have to be okay. But if you want to win, the final thing, you know, have to be everybody 100%. Even the people that maybe come up to the game for 10 minutes. You need every combination possible. And of course, Kane now is the guy that everybody's looking for, because he's a great connection between strikers and midfielders. He's a leader, and he's a great player. So
it's interesting already, though, isn't it? Argentina lose, Germany lose, Spain can send Germany home. I mean, can you believe this?
Exactly. And if Germany win against Spain, then someone of the two is going to be in trouble. Or maybe both. It's like this. I mean, this is a World Cup. And what for sure is happening is every team is great. Not everyone, unfortunately for them. But most of the team are ready. Conditional training in a tactical situation, you know. So you need to be focused 100%.
One final question from me to you. What is your honest opinion of where Cristiano Ronaldo has got to after that interview with Piers Morgan and then parting company with Manchester United? Has he tarnished his own legacy?
Sorry, I need to go to sign some autograph. Talk to you soon.
You don't want to say anything on that?
No, it's not the time. I have a lot of respect for Cristiano. Let him focus on the World Cup, and maybe we could talk at the end of the World Cup.
Do you know what? Alex Crook is with me, so too Gabby and Simon. What a good answer. I mean, he's got too much respect for Ronaldo to talk about him at this stage in the tournament. Maybe at the end of it, but not now.
Are you going to take him up on that? Are you going to seek him out before the end of the tournament?
We shall try, yeah.
Do you know what? When he was talking about England there, though, and he said we don't want them to fall asleep, I get exactly what he means, because I think the blueprint has been set now from England. That front foot attacking performance that we saw against Iran isn't always the Gareth Southgate way. That's the type of football that I think can take England deep into this draw. I didn't think they had a chance of winning it before we came out here. I've changed my mind. I think they can do it.
Why though? Why did you think we couldn't have a chance? Because look at the squad of players we got.
Because the Nations League was a disaster. I thought Gareth Southgate was too pragmatic a coach to take a team all the way to glory. If he keeps playing like they did, and I know it was only Iran, Simon, before you chip in, but I haven't seen any better teams than England at this World Cup so far.
Well, even before the tournament, everyone was saying, if we get to the quarterfinals, then France will beat us. But I'm looking at these squad of players. Look at the superstars we've got. You've got Grealish, Foden and Rashford coming on from the bench. Wilson had to go and sit back down for 10 minutes before he come on. Mm. Like, we've got star players. Kyle Walker's coming back to add that pace in the back line. I think we can go all the way. And yes, it might be a bit of luck that gets us there. But if everyone plays to the best of their ability, there's no reason why England can't win
the
World Cup.
These are not the moments that define England's campaign. You know, we would expect, it's not arrogance, it's a reasonable expectation to overcome Iran, to overcome the USA, and to overcome Wales. Whether we draw against the Welsh is academic. If we beat the Americans this evening, which I expect us to do, then we go into the stages of the tournament where it starts to become a little bit more jeopardy. And the Senegalese, I expect them, if they win their game this evening, I expect them to finish second. We'll draw them, and I expect them to beat us. And then we start to get into a situation where perhaps the dynamics of what Southgate can bring to the table, which is where he's come unstuck before. He came unstuck against the Italians in the Euros last year. He came unstuck against the Croatians, because there's a difference between an elite coach and Gareth Southgate. Gareth Southgate is a very steady and very decent coach. And I think when we come against the French, these are the times we start asking questions about whether England are an elite football team.
Do you think he can learn from that, though? Hopefully.
Well, one would hope so. I think the language that's coming out of his mouth at this moment in time is slightly different. I think he was very demanding of the performance against the Iranians and said, I'm not comfortable with the fact we conceded two goals. And it's easy to say that when you've won six, and you can call that sort of stuff out. But I will only be interested in if England are a bona fide contender for this World Cup. When we play the French in the quarterfinals, if we do, and we do a number on them, then I'll turn around and say, hang on, the game's afoot.
Do you think part of the reason that he's talking differently, maybe acting differently in terms of the way that he sets the team out, is because in the back of his mind, he's thinking, this is probably going to be my last tournament? I can see a scenario where Gareth Southgate walks away from this job at the end of this tournament, regardless if they win it or not.
Well, I mean, then there's an element of disingenuity about it, isn't it? Because why did he sign a bloody contract? You know, he signed a contract because it was put in front of him. I thought the world was based upon integrity. These guys talk about, you know, their backing of causes when then falling over the first hurdle when someone waves a yellow card at them. Mm. And he's got a job to do. If he signed a contract to be an England manager, I don't think he should have been offered a contract before this tournament. I think he should have gone into the tournament, done in the tournament what he needed to do and whatever that was, and then be judged by that coming afterwards. I think that he is adopting a new way of dealing with the media and asserting himself in certain ways, because I think that's about the evolution of a manager, isn't
Gabby,
it?
Gabby, I liked the way Del Piero articulated himself. As Alex said, you picked up on it, Alex, you know, it's time for England to waken up. Well, they have woken up. It's a weird World Cup. It is a weird World Cup. Germany lost. The Argentinian side lost. Should the unpredictability of this tournament so far serve as a warning to England, though?
It can be a warning, but England have just got to keep playing how they're playing. Kyle Walker done an interview, didn't he? And he said, you know, they're playing with arrogance now. He feels that they're better than the golden generation. They can go and win this World Cup. You know, look at the players they've got. They're playing in the Champions League, you know, winning league titles. Foden can't get on the pitch, you know, to start games. Grealish can't. Rashford. Callum Wilson can't.
Yeah.
So I think that group of players, Bellingham, everyone's raving about Bellingham, how good he was. Can he take this World Cup, you know, to the next level for himself? Rice, we've got these players, Jim, and we have to believe we can win the World Cup. It will be tough, but we can win it.
I mean, Del Piero was certainly making very positive noises about England. Do you think this is better, Gabby, than that golden generation? I spoke to Beckham this morning. Is this lot better than the one that he was in?
Depends what positions. For instance, Ashley Cole, John Terry, Rio Ferdinand are better than the left-back two centre-halves we've got available. And then the rest of the team, you can start to have different views on. For me, Rooney gets in this team at the moment, but maybe other players don't. So half of that golden generation, I'll say, is better than these.
There's no ego to this team, though, is there? And I know you got battered on social media by Phil Neville for trying to suggest there was a big click when the Manchester United and Arsenal players were, you know, having their say over the England camp. You were right. You know, I've heard from various other ex-England players, it wasn't a great environment for non-United and Arsenal players to be around at that time. There's no big-time Charlies in this squad. And Gareth Southgate has managed that mentality. So on that basis, I think there's an argument to say this is the real golden generation.
Yeah, listen, while I was talking to Beckham this morning, I saw you at the corner of my eye talking to Gary Neville. How did that go, Mr. Jordan?
Well, it wasn't a meeting of the minds. I'm not particularly interested in Trotsky or Jeremy Corbyn or having much of a dialogue or reading the memo that Gary seems to have got from Sky that his opinions are all valid. So I wasn't particularly engaged with him. And he only reaches up to my navel anyway. So
did he not call you something? I overheard something, no?
Yes, he called me a variety of things,
Surely a game of paddle tennis can sort this out, Simon. You reckon
exactly,
you could take
Gabby.
Him?
Yeah. Well, from what I saw, there was nothing there worth really contending with. You know, short people always tend to make a lot of noise, don't they?
Your 100% essential download. Outspoken with White and Jordan.
Thanks for listening to Outspoken. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We'll be back on Monday.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.